Is one dispatch retiring? What's new with Central Dispatch and Ready Logistics? Also, Matt Berger has self-employment tax credit info for you owner-operators. And Michael Ryan of Nexus Auto Transport might know just how you feel. What dispatch questions do you have? And what's your auto logistics beef? Please join the live chat, chime in, say hello, make new friends, learn from the best in the business. We'll be right back. What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business Dispatching Live, where everyone learns more about the automotive industry. If this is your first time, please do say hello, jump in the live chat, leave a like, click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link. Do me a favor, please help me wish a very warm welcome to our feature co-host here every Thursday.
Hey, everybody.
Sue, what's happening? How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
Yeah,
I'm good. I actually rang the bell. All right. So we got a couple guests. I was just telling you, we have a couple guests today. We've got Matt Berger. He's coming up here in about 10 minutes. He's going to talk about self-employment tax credit. Now, if you're like me and you hear tax, you either fall asleep or run.
I
do my own too.
I know. But he's going to tell us something I had not heard before. And it could help. I don't know. And then we've got Michael Ryan of Nexus Auto Transport. You know, I put the word out there. Camera one, the word out there is, if you are in transportation and logistics and you haven't been on ATI yet, send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Or go through the website or jump in the live chat. We want to talk to you. You're part of the ecosystem. That includes you, Zeb. Yeah. Zeb is like, you don't want to talk to me. I'm like, yeah, I do. I want to talk to everybody. Yeah. Right? Because we're building a bridge.
Alrighty.
Even if nobody wants it. you can be sure to learn more about Nexus Auto Transport today on Dispatching Live. Hello, YouTube. Hello, LinkedIn. And this is Michael. He's going to join us in about 20 plus minutes. Now, did you know Nexus Auto Transport sponsors a race car?
No. Did not know that.
Hey, here's another fun fact. Nexus Auto Transport has a bowling league. The Nexus Alligators. That's awesome.
You know, I got a funny one for you.
Yeah, what do you got?
I was giving a load to a guy the other day, you know, we text, and I texted him and I was asking him and I said, could you please send me over a certificate of insurance with my company name on it or something like that? And it came over and says, could you please send me a cert of your company, of a shirt of your company? And he's like, I'm sorry, I don't have any shirts. I can't even get one for myself. Maybe my brother can order you one. I was like, I'm so sorry. I should read my text before I send them.
That is a pretty strange story.
Yeah.
By the way, that is.
I need a shirt.
Hey, yes. Jump in the live chat. Want to say hello to the live chat. Here we got. Oh, this is cool. All right, Moosey's here watching us.
Hey, Moosey.
Hey, Moosey. Douglas, Run Buggy approved me after waiting 6 months. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's an applause button.
Well, and I thought, also, didn't they add that extra $1 million insurance? Did they change that? We need to find out about that.
The insurance stuff with Run Buggy?
Yeah, they had added an extra insurance cert of $1 million. So maybe they changed that again. So we need to find out about that one.
Well, yeah. Hey, Douglas, let us know. That'd be cool. Maybe Douglas.
That's with Jen. Jen's his dispatch.
Checking with Jen. Checking with Doug. Elaine is here. What's up, Elaine?
Hey, Elena.
Hey. She's, you know, she is really a hardcore diehard fan. I mean,
we work pretty closely together too.
That's
her.
Neat.
She's great.
Thanks, Elena. Love that. And Stefan Family is here. Wow, hey. That's another regular shuffles in.
Garth,
thank you, Stephen family.
Danny.
Gary's here. What's up, Gary? Danny B is here. What's up, Danny? Ooh, Brianna George. Now we might have a first time caller, long time listener.
Maybe
Brianna George. Awesome. Oh, and Brianna says hi, Michael. So Brianna's here for Michael. Oh, Michael Ryan, Nexus Auto Transport. That makes sense. See how this ecosystem thing works? April Joy Campbell is here, saying hello to Brianna, who's saying hello to Michael. It's like tug of war, and people were bringing people in on the rope. Somebody's like, what? Well, if you watch Dispatching Live enough, you'll know that's real. Fast Eddie Transport, check, check. What's up, Fast Eddie? Another part of the ecosystem, April Star. Wow, Nexus is bringing the crowd. Wow. Who knew?
That's awesome.
It's pretty neat. So we're going to do that. So we got Nexus. There's the shirt. The shirt to prove it. We also, when Matt comes in here, he's talking about Finn Octopus. Finn Octopus?
Huh.
I know. Let it settle in. Finn Octopus.
Okay.
Oh, here, I didn't listen. I'm sorry. Yeah, so this is, yeah, like...
Fuel cards and equipment finance.
And truth, so Beck put me in touch with Matt. So, yeah, pretty interesting.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. Load board search advice, of course, and our new AI robot friends. This is a new Dispatching Live placeholder. I kind of like it.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's freaky. It's very AI freaky future. last week's show with Conus Trucking, really happy with that show. And Travis had a great time. He said, bring me back sometime, so we'll do
awesome.
That. Yeah, that was cool. Ecosystems neutral zone, full ecosystem, know your ecosystem. Ask a question if you have one. Auto Transport Community Media since 2017. And hey, happy Leap Day.
Yeah.
Wow. Now that's not something, we could probably look at the calendar, but when will Dispatching Live fall on a Leap Day again?
Yeah.
It could be never,
probably.
By the way.
It could be. We've been looking for a long time, I think.
So I guess we say, you know, with sadness, we change the page.
Yeah.
Happy Leap Day, everybody. We're cleaning up the dispatchers. You know, Ziggy would get a real kick out of this.
And what do you say after that?
That is true.
Ziggy would be like, no way. Finally? Really, Jay? After all this time? Show me the truck. And if you have a question about this, what does this mean? Well, what about cleaning up the brokers and clean? Well, we want to clean everybody up, but, you know, one group at a time. And show me the truck. So here, you sent me this.
Yeah, this is Danny's load. Friday night. Yeah, Friday night down into Texas.
You know what's cool about this load? I could imagine all three of these in my driveway. Where's Danny's destination? Jay's driveway. Yeah, that's cool. That's nice. Did it pay all right?
It wasn't too bad.
We had to drop it up
to make it there.
Was it one pick, one drop, or maybe two pick?
Well, no, it was two. Well, actually, the two old cars picked up at one place, dropped at one place.
Exactly.
And then the one dropped in Arkansas.
Guy.
Yeah, that went to Arkansas, and then we picked up one in Shreveport going the rest of the way.
Nice. And nothing in op, no craziness?
No, other than they're older cars.
I mean, they look nice, yeah.
No, they are.
No brake issues?
No, huh?
Don't you hate it when you find that out the hard way?
Yeah.
Hey, oh man, this thing's awesome. Oh, there's no brakes?
Yeah. Well, and then, see, on that situation too, the guy, the broker, would not give me the phone number for pickup. And I said, if I don't get the number so I can call and verify everything, I'm not taking the load. So it took me about an hour to get the number because he didn't want to hand it out. I don't know what the reasoning was, but I called him, made sure everything was working, running and driving. He's a collector of old cars, so he had a buttload of them there.
You know, I was reviewing my live chat. You see the live chat at the bottom, and sometimes I look at it again. You know, I'm the only one that ever looks at it. No, it gets in your way. I don't know. I was really curious the psychology of the live chat. But anyways, in there somewhere, it talks about, are you having trouble getting all the information?
Yeah.
And you just remind them, and that's why it's in there. Because for some reason, you'd think, we're moving your car. Don't you want me to have the information?
Exactly.
I mean, what are we talking about?
Some secret spy thing.
Hi, welcome to Taco Bell. Can I take your order? Well, I want a taco. All right. Do you want meat, chicken? Well, you should know. Okay. Okay. Drive on through. What else we got here? Okay, got to settle down. Having too much fun. First Choice Auto Transport posted this on LinkedIn. I thought this was really cool. Like, just, you know, this is a good... And this is also, if you're a carrier or a broker, or any role in logistics, you probably have some photos. You could probably put one of these together, and it might lead to business or, you know, something. Just an idea. So, good job. What's her name again at First Choice? Misty. Good job, Misty. That was cool. Hey, did you get the memo? All right, here it is. Okay, so have you seen this, Sue?
No.
Right? I'm not sure where. So it came off a mobile device. I'm not sure. Can't remember who sent me this. In early March, one dispatch is being retired. Please look out for an email from Central Dispatch to take ownership of your private marketplace account to prevent any disruption in receiving inventory. Honestly, this almost sounds like spam. Is it?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think it's because they're going to make us go all through Central?
Yeah, but...
it doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
It's a little weird. I don't know if it's true or not. And it kind of, my point is this. I'll get it off the screen because I don't know. My point is this, is what is going on? Yes. People want to know. You guys know that I'm talking about this, and I want to know. People want to know. Users want to know. Carriers want to know. Brokers want to know. Dealers want to know. What's going on? We're getting some information, but we don't know what's going on. So leverage ATI. I want to help. I want to know. I think it's going to be great news. We just don't know what's going on. All right. Hey, Jay, great video. Can I have a copy of the spreadsheet? Man, I mean, this is like weekly. I love it. So what I did, this is cool, is now if you want to, I've been saying, send me an email to autotransportintel@gmail.com. Well, what you can do now is you can go to atiautobusiness.com. And there is a, here, I'll bring it up. It's not a secret. This isn't, go to atiautobusiness.com and you can click on, when you go to the homepage, you can click on contact us. And here's the link. So if you have something for us, me, them, click on atiautobusiness.com, contact us. And we will, we'll try to get you fixed up there. So that's so cool. Thanks for loving the thing. In other news, UPS lays off 12,000 managers as AI replaces jobs. And that might be AI. Is this true? I don't even know. We are now in a world where we kind of have to question the messaging we even see now. I don't know. I think you're on mute.
Oh, where did you find it at?
I don't even know that.
That's crazy, though.
And have you seen, like, even my Norton antivirus just the other day said, hey, we've got some new AI. You want to try it? And then I saw another one, like, was it Google? I don't know. There's AI popping up everywhere now. Things are going to get pretty weird. What we're about to go into is going to make like 2000 look very Flintstone-y. That's why I added robots to Dispatching Live. Because I'm hip to it, man. If there's one darn thing we're gonna do, it's keep our finger on the pulse. So do me a favor, stick around. Right after this, we're gonna bring in Matt Berger. We're gonna talk about self-employment tax credit. 15 minutes on the clock, Matt. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verifications of loads where nobody ever answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
That's the voice of Sue. If you need help shipping a car or staying loaded, Murphy Auto Transport Services is there for you. Visit murphyautotransportservices.com. All right, here we go. Please do help us wish a very warm welcome to Matt Berger and Finn Octopus. Matt, can you see us and hear us okay?
Yes. Hi, Jay. It's great to be on your show. I love your show. Doing great things for the industry. And I'm here today to tell you about this incredible program for self-employed workers. Everybody remembers the pandemic and how it was very difficult for all of us who are self-employed workers. Well, a lot of people, about 80% of the people, don't know about this incredible program that Congress passed for a family's first coronavirus act. And what it does is it gives up to $32,000 to each of you self-employed workers, many of whom had to take off of work because they were sick or they had to take care of family. And what's really beautiful about it is that it's very simple to apply for. And our company, Finoctopus, has partnered with this incredible accounting company called Anchor Accounting. They're out of Virginia, and they're doing amending people's returns very simply so that they can get this benefit. And this applies to anybody who filed a Schedule C in 2020 or 2021. Remember, the pandemic was during 20 and 2021. So what you need to do is just select a couple of days that you were sick. You get up to 10 days in 2020 and 10 days in 2021 for your sick leave, and up to 50 days or 60 days in 2020 and 21 when you had to leave work to take care of a family member. Okay, so Jay, this is just something really great that nobody knows about. And here I am to tell you all about it. And I'll run you through the platform, which is really simple, because for the period of 2020, we need to get your return in by April 15th of this year. And the processing time is about 10 days. So we need to get that done, send it to you by UPS free with a stamped envelope so you can review it, sign it, and send it in and get your money. Now, the company Anchor Accounting also offers an advance refund if you want the money right away, unless you want to wait for the IRS to process your paperwork. And then the money will go straight to your, it'll get sent wired straight to your bank account and find you right in your bank account. And then we'll invoice you for the accounting fee for doing all the paperwork for you in such a convenient and fast way. Okay, so let me run you through this platform really simply. The first thing that you need to do is obviously use the Finoctopus referral code, all right? And the referral code basically just sends you to the platform, the accounting platform, okay? And then once you get there, you'll go here to the platform and their landing page. And that's the landing page. And on the landing page, it'll tell you exactly how you need to create your account. That's the first thing that you do. And then once you're there, you'll create your account. And once you're on your account, it's very simple. Just like any platform, Then you'll go to the registration page, and the registration page, you'll fill out your information. And then if you need to log in, if you go offline and then you want to go back in, then you'll go to the login page separately. Otherwise, you can go straight through from the registration page. And that's the login page. And then once you're in the login page, then it'll take you to this dashboard. And on the dashboard, what you'll see is, here's the dashboard. What you'll see is the SETC. And the SETC, that's the dashboard. You'll see the SETC thing. You click on that. Once you click on that, then it's gonna take you to the credit. And this is how you calculate your credit. And it's very simple. What you need to do is, let's see, you're on the calculate your credit page, and then you just press calculate your credit. It runs you through all the information about, you know, your Schedule C. If you were a subclass, subchapter S, or a C corporation, or a true C corporation, you can't apply. Okay. And there's a few other qualifications but for most people, it's not a big deal. Here's your calculate your credit, and you'll press that green button, calculate your credit. It gives you a little more information. You should read through it very clearly. So make sure that everything's cool. And then once you're there, then what you're going to do is you're going to go to fill out your personal information. Okay. And on your personal information sheet, you're going to fill out your name, your phone number, everything so that the IRS knows and that we can verify the authenticity of your account, that you're the person the accountants are dealing with, and everything else. And this is very important here, the spouse disruption. Okay, for everybody can get up to $32,000 for those 2 years combined, 2020 and 2021. But your spouse, if she's self-employed, she can also get another $30,000. So for your family, it could be $60,000. And this is a tax refund. It's not money that the government's going to loan you. It's not money that we're going to loan you. It's not money. It's your money that you paid in taxes through those 2 years. And you're going to get it back because the government knows they gave money. All the companies that had W-2 workers, they got family leave. They got sick leave. But the 90 million people who are self-employed, they didn't get sick leave. And that's what the government is doing here. So if your wife also is self-employed, then you click here, right here, where it says spouse disruption. That way, both of you can file your returns together here and get the refund. If it's just you that works and your spouse stays at home and takes care of the family, then don't click on that, okay? Once you're done with that, then you're gonna go to the year that you select. This is pretty much the easiest part right here. The year that you select, 2020. We'll start with 2020. So you click yes, the green check mark there. And then once you're there, then you're going to go to the primary filer. Now, this is the really important part. So pay attention here. Okay. This is the really important part, the primary filer. Okay. The primary filer here is where you need to go down here. You read it. You just have to answer these questions in good faith, okay? So between the dates of 4/1/20 and 3/31/21 at the height of the pandemic, okay, when it all went down, you get to select 10 days for when you couldn't work and you were sick, okay? So you pick a date range that you think that you remember, or you have it written down somewhere, or you look through your books and you figure out this date range. You just click on it and the calendar will come up and you pick those 10 days and you can get up to $500 a day. That's $5,000 for the period of 2020. And then later we'll do 2021. You'll get another $5,000. So that's $10,000 just for sick leave. Then you come down here and then you'll see that you get to pick up to 10 days of select days that you had to stay home to take care of somebody in your family, an older person, a dependent, a child, to take care of them. This is the specific date range, 10 days that you can pick. They give you those 10 days. And then you go down here and it's a random number of days that you stayed home. You couldn't work because you had to take care of somebody who was sick, a child, A child had to stay home because the daycare was closed, their school was closed, there was a quarantine order, your child or your dependent was sick, or somebody with severe disabilities, you had to stay home to take care of them during this pandemic period. And you can select whatever number you want up to 50 days. And this is just random days that you add up, okay? So that's $200 a day for those days, which together between those 10 days and the 50 days, you're gonna get up to $12,000 back on, okay, for 2020. That's just 2020. Now this is the most important part. To fill out all of these terms, and so that Anchor Accounting can do your paperwork perfectly. Now you get your tax returns for 2019, 2020, and 2021. The only tax returns that Anchor needs are 2020 and 2021. But the government says that if you made more money in 2019 than you did in 2020, they're going to let you use 2019 for this tax refund because they really want money to be circulating in the economy. Okay? So you go down here to line 6 on your Schedule SC of your 1040. So you get out your tax return. You can't use a draft tax return or any tax return except the legitimate one that you filed, okay, the 2020, and you look on line 6, okay? So you take that number and you stick it up here into the 2020 self-employed earnings. This is going to be your net earnings that you had for 2020. You'll punch that in there, okay? And then you'll press continue. And once you press continue, then you'll go to here to your spousal income. Now, if the spouse did it, then this is what the interface will look like for you. You'll fill both of these out, the number of days for both of you. Okay. You'll do them together. All right. You only need one person since you're a joint filer to have an account. But if you want to fill out for your spouse, you're going to need to fill out both here, okay? So it's the same thing, but just double. And they'll have a Schedule SE too. If they were self-employed, you'll both have Schedule SEs. So then here in your self-employed earnings, you'll fill out both, okay? Now we're going to go on from there. Then what you want to do is you're going to go to 2021. And in 2021, you're going to pick the same thing. You're going to pick the selection. 4/1/21 to 9/30/21. During the pandemic, you press yes, same thing, and that's gonna take you through the same exact thing that you did for 2020. We're not gonna go over that. I'll just show you how it works. The same thing here. The same exact thing that you'll do in 2021, just to show you that it's the same. Okay, so you follow me, right?
Oh, man. And yeah.
It's very simple. It's very simple. This platform is wonderful. That's why Finoctopus partnered with Anchor Accounting, because they do such a great job and they've done a voluminous amount of these returns. They have a team that's fantastic. They get the thing turned around to you on an average of 10 days, but you need to get it in. You need to fill out all this stuff by, you know, your tax return has to be sent off to the IRS by April 15th for the 2020 period, April 15th of this year. For 2021, if you want to get all of it, 2021, you have up until April 15th of 2025. Okay, so you'll have a whole year. If you miss this period, you'll be able to get half the amount. Okay,
so,
and this is different.
What I'm going to do, wow, this is awesome. Okay, so Matt, I just want to pause for a second.
Where do we need to go?
Like, yeah, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. It's that barcode, that QR code,
yes,
right?
I'm going to say, put that back up there so we can all use
that. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead and share that again. And I shared a link, and I hope it's the same link as the barcode. So yeah, go ahead and share that again, Matt. And
okay.
I think it ends with like a WFYAS. And I guess you got to create an account too. You can, so you should be able to share. I took sharing away. If you want to share screen again,
yeah.
Okay,
here's the
that.
Referral code.
Yeah, perfect. Because so
here's
that's
the referral
where,
code.
Yeah. Now, okay. WFYAS. That's it. It's in the live chat too. Yeah.
Okay, so you can contact me at matt@finoctopus.com, or you can call the support. You know, use the referral code. If they have a great support team. At 804-377-4770, Anchor Accounting.
Ooh, what's that number again?
It's 804-377-4770. 4770.
Okay,
if you have any questions, or you can go on the platform and under support once you've created an account, and they'll get right back to you. They'll call you, whatever, and they get these things out so fast. So once you do all that, then you're just going to upload your returns, but you have to put them in a PDF file. Okay, so you're gonna scan or take a picture of each page clearly and upload it. Okay, and then they're going to fill out the amendment for you, the paperwork that you need, and then they're going to send it by UPS free to you with a stamped self addressed envelope to the IRS for you to sign it, review it, sign it, and send it in to the IRS, and you're going to get your money. It's going to take maybe 15 to 20 weeks, maybe less, depending on the volume. And then what will happen is, or you can get the advance refund where Anchor will give you the money within 10 days up front. And the fee is 20% for Anchor to do all of their paperwork and to send it in for you. And
Danny's like, can I pay you to help me with this? Like, Like there is, Sue, what's going through your mind right now?
I'm thinking I'm going to go do this as soon as I can. I haven't even filed my 20 or 2021, so this will make me do that, plus get the money.
Well, that's why, Matt, you and I just started, last week?
Correct.
And I'm like, dude, we got to bring you on to talk about this right away.
It's incredible. 80% of the people who could get the money don't even know about the program. Yeah. And the ones that do, they've gotten their money.
Yeah.
And Anchor's just going right through it and just sending these into the IRS. And they are super professional. They've been doing accounting for a decade, and they found this program, and they're trying to get everybody to know about it. But the time is very short now. And it's a great deal because you're going to get the money. You're going to get cash, and it's going to get sent by the IRS, deposited in your account. And unless you want the money up front, then Anchor will advance the money to you right away up front. And it's that simple. You know, it really is.
We talk about where's mine. Here it is.
Yeah. Exactly. Everybody complains, and the government's got the money, and nobody knows about it.
It's here. Like, it's yours. You went through the hardship. You already did the hard part.
Yep.
You just need to go.
This isn't a PPP program and a loan program and all this kind of thing like that. It's not that. This is your money that you lost in wages because you had to stay home and you couldn't work, you know? And that's what the government wants you to know, that they've got your back, you know, in this case during the pandemic. They know it was really hard for everybody. They know your family was sick. They know you were sick. I don't know. I had COVID like 4 times. Mm-hmm. I know so many people that died and lost their everything. You know, we're the survivors, and we can get this money, and it'll make our life better. So, you know, go on, get the referral code, go on there, get on the platform, get out your returns, upload your returns. You got to make PDF file of each page of each return, you know, or whatever the years you want to apply for. Get it in there. Anchor will get it done and off to you. If there's any problems in there, they'll call you. They'll contact you. You know, they've got a great team over there. It's amazing. You know, you call them, they know everything. You know, I just talked to them yesterday. Any question you have, they're there for you. It's an incredible, the CEO of this company, Anchor, is an incredible guy. He's a brilliant guy. And he works basically, all his business is to take care of self-employed workers. And he's been working it before he was working in finance and all this. And he's like, there's all these people out there and they're not getting services because they're self-employed. And that's his goal.
Matt, thank you so much. I'm going to let you go now. We have some of the information. If anybody has a question, what is the best? So there's a phone number. We got the QR code. And then is there any other contact information maybe
for you?
Yeah,
you can contact me at matt@finoctopus.com. I just wanted to show, this is incredible. I wanted to share one last thing for you, which is exactly, look at this. This is just beautiful. This is once you upload your stuff, it's going to tell you that it's filed, everything's good, that here's your tracking code for the UPS. They send it out to you. They've got the Trustpilot, experience, everything. Everything's there for you. You know, they have it hooked up with the IRS for you. Everything's just beautiful, and it lets you know everything that's going on. And before you know it, you'll get a check in your account deposited, ACH payment from the IRS, because they can only send it to you if you filed. And Anchor also has great verification and authentication AI services to make sure that everything's legit, you know, because they're dealing with the IRS, and they're an accounting firm. They can't have any problem with the IRS. Otherwise, it's going to blemish all of their clients. Okay. So that's it. I'll just show you really quick the upload page really quickly. The upload page, just so you can see it. That's the upload page. So here's how you upload your returns. You just upload them here, and then you just have to say that you did everything in good faith and that you were sick and all that kind of thing. And then you just upload it right there. You just press the button. It'll upload your you got to have PDFs, because you press that button, it's going to go to your files, and then you have it all as PDFs in one file, and then you upload. If you have any questions, just contact Anchor.
Amazing.
And they'll take care of it for you. But make sure you use the referral code, because this is how they're getting everybody to know about the program.
Matt, thank you so much. That was amazing information. And I know it was a lot to do fast. You did it, buddy. So thank you.
Thank you for having us on the show. I love your show. I love what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Sue.
Appreciate all right. See you, Matt. Thanks so much, buddy. All right. So I will put him back in the waiting room. Okay. And ring the bell. Let's do this. Do me a favor, stick around. Right after this, we're going to be live with Michael Ryan of Nexus Auto Transport. Stick around.
Transport Auto Quoter is by far the leading auto quoting software on the market, and the only auto quoter with a pro version that comes preset with accurate pricing for anywhere in the U.S., so you don't have to worry about it. The best part is that no change with your current software is needed. Just plug TAQ in and start booking jobs. Carriers can easily plug TAQ into their current websites and start making money right away. I bet you're wondering how we do this instantly and accurately 24/7. Well, constant analytics is the key. Our PriceWatch team is constantly monitoring current market conditions, paying close attention to seasonal and quick-moving industry changes. At the end of the day, it takes a lot of time and data to maintain good pricing, time that most of us just don't have on a daily basis. So free yourself up. Using TAQ Pro is really a no-brainer. Save time and money, maximizing your leads and optimizing your online investments. You'll finally be able to sleep well at night knowing that TAQ is on the job selling for you 24/7. Never missing a potential job.
Don't lose any more sleep worrying about missing leads. Get Transport Auto Quoter to quote the right price the first time, every time. Run your business with TAQ. Visit transportautoquoter.com. All right, that was a really fascinating segment, and we might be talking about that, but please do help us wish a very warm welcome to Michael Ryan of Nexus Auto Transport. Michael, can you see us and hear us okay?
I can see you and hear you.
All right, cool. We see you, we hear you. Please say hello and tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, I'm Michael Ryan. I've been in the industry going on 12 years here behind the desk. I used to be a truck driver myself. Never hauled cars, but I did do the long hauls cross country, and it definitely takes a toll on your body. Don't miss it one bit. Do enjoy being behind the desk.
So. Right. You know, and I have met other drivers that have moved into a desk position, and it is a... So I guess it's not for everybody, but for many people it is a... It's a welcome transition.
Well, yeah, it's been a blessing for me. I mean, you know, be home every day. Had a daughter going through high school bowling. I was able to sit there and coach her, take her to all her tournaments. You know, and that beats being on the road, you know, 5 days out of the week, and you don't know when you're going to be home. So once I became, you know, behind the desk and be able to work from home and work remote, and be a broker for auto transport, it's definitely been a blessing for me and my family.
So, all right, Nexus Auto Transport is a brokerage, right? Did I say that right? I get that right?
Correct.
All right. And the reason I feel like I know that is that when I was a dispatcher searching for loads on Central, one of the companies I would see is Nexus Auto Transport, right?
Yep.
Okay. And so,
several times.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Sue, take it away. I'm going to hand it to you.
I mean, all of I dispatch for multiple companies, as I'm sure you probably know. But yeah, all of my guys have hauled for you at one point of time in the past. I don't have anything on currently, but.
All right. And how it, Michael, Sue, here we are. Okay. We happen to be live, right? But we're also like, this is our opportunity to talk about dispatching ecosystem, central dispatch. How about this one? Michael, did you see the note about one dispatch retiring?
Did. Yeah. And,
what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, there's so much false information going on. You know, you don't know what to believe anymore. You know, I mean, Central is still the biggest player in the game, obviously. But, you know, yeah, it's just, you don't know what to believe when you read stuff.
Now, it just so happens that, so I've known about 1D to CD, one dispatch to Central Dispatch, for a while. And then they, Central Dispatch, released an information article a few weeks ago talking about look for our updated load board, mobile app. And we also know that Ready Logistics has given information that if you're a carrier, broker, other, that your account will be moving over to Central Dispatch. So in the aggregate, one dispatch retiring, that seems to be true. Ring the bell. It's authentic. Okay, we've just authenticated it. However, I thought it was weird that message just went to, I don't know who got that message, and it didn't seem to be a lot of information. So, and retiring is an interesting term too. Like, you know, one dispatch. Where's that? Let's pull this up. Because now that we're talking about it, yeah, why would you use the word retiring? One retired. This doesn't seem like, actually, this does look like a fake message. Retired. In early March, one dispatch is being retired. Please look out for an email from Central Dispatch to take ownership of your private marketplace account to prevent any disruption in receiving inventory. But I guess it's not fake. Right? Isn't this is a weird message.
Did you click on learn more when you had?
Well, no, I only have the message. And I can't log in to one dispatch because I'm not a dispatcher anymore. So part of camera one, part of the point of this news segment is we don't know what's going on, actually.
Let me log in and see.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. And it's fine if it's the case. It's just, I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't say anything on here.
I know. Well, I went to Central. I went to Ready. So if anybody knows anything, put it in the live chat. Gary, I guess Gary already, man. Hey, Michael, did you see the segment just now about tax stuff?
Did.
What'd you think of that?
I'm definitely going to be getting a hold of them.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's on it.
So this is funny because, all right, we live in a world. Here we go. We put the elephants right on stage. We live in a world where I like, you know, handouts aren't popular, but they seem to be rampant, right? And if in a two-party system, one party loves it, another party really doesn't. Fine. I mentioned it. But if we went through COVID and we got shut down and we didn't want to go through that, and we got sick, we couldn't work, we couldn't drive anywhere. Well, if the money's sitting there and it's yours, can you go get some? That's how the government works. You know, it's not, I'll say this, there are government subsidies. Giant companies get government subsidies. Even major corporations get tax breaks to go and be in cities. So it's not like, don't tell me there aren't government handouts all over the place and that your company doesn't subscribe to that, because they do. In this case, and by the way, it's the independent owner-operator individual that rarely gets a break. This is your opportunity to get that break. And I'm not getting any money out of it. I did that. This is a public service announcement. This has nothing to do with me. I just think that, man, if there's money sitting there, like what, 10 grand? And I think, right. And like, if you look back in 2020, wasn't everybody a little bit sick? You just have to, figure out when that was. And by the way, were there other people you needed to take care of that were sick?
Yeah.
Well, you just go figure that out. And then document it and upload your PDFs. Man, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty cool.
You know? The little people, we get something? Okay. All right. So, we talked about one dispatch. We talked about tax stuff. Hey, Michael, what's with the race car?
Last year, we sponsored a race car for the Chicago Street Race. You know, the first ever street race there in Chicago for NASCAR. It was pretty cool. You know, we're not sure if we're going to do anything like that again. You know, our driver kind of ran into the wall and ended up getting a flat tire and qualifying, and that was it. He was done. So he didn't get to race.
You know what? Yeah. That was an awesome play-by-play. You should be an announcer for NASCAR. And here he goes. He's revving up. Oh, he hit the wall, lost tire, and he's out.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was a cool event. You know, I mean, we got to walk around. We get to get down in the pit and, you know, see the race cars up close and meet the driver. You know, but my wife actually got some really cool video of our driver coming around the corner and qualifying, and his tires just smoking and sparks flying everywhere, and she's got it on a video as she's driving by. So, but yeah, it was a fun time.
That's kind of awesome. Somebody high up in the company is like, this is not what we expected. That's really funny. Oh, it's awesome. I mean, so let's talk. You're based out of Chicago, right? Or the company is?
Correct.
Tell me more about Nexus. National company, how many years? Tell me more about that.
So Nexus has been in business a little over 8 years now. We're a nationwide auto transport company, so we're gonna transport your vehicle anywhere in the lower 48, Alaska, Hawaii. I do have an agent currently learning to do other offshores. We kind of shy away from those just because they are a real pain to learn and to handle. So, but yeah, we've been one of the fastest growing companies in the nation here for the past 2 years, and that's why you're recognizing Nexus, you know, becoming a household name in the auto transport industry.
Yeah, I think, right, I think Nexus is pretty well known.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And you're in an interesting industry where, as you look around, right, you're on Central. Do you have any internal technology? Just curious.
We do.
Do you? What do you have?
Yeah. I can't tell you that.
Oh, okay. What I mean is, you don't have a mobile app. Do you have a mobile app?
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. Nexus has a mobile app.
Do you require it for when they take a load for you guys?
No. As far as a mobile app for dispatching, no. No, we still basically use Central for clients.
See, and that's
for
nice.
Clients, yeah.
Okay. Clients like, you know, that, I mean, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. People live off their cell phones anymore. So, you know, I mean, you know, you look at your cell phone, you pull up Nexus, you can get a quote right there, right on your cell phone.
So there you go. So yeah. So client friendly mobile app for quotes, managing loads, leads, what? Tracking the car, things like that.
Yeah,
that totally that makes a lot of sense. All right, that's good. All right, so tell me what else. What is something? Tell me something else about Nexus.
Oh, God.
You're here. We're live. What can we
do? So, I mean, basically, you know, here at Nexus, our philosophy, you know, got a frog in my throat here. Anyway, so basically, we're here to make the process of auto transport, you know, as seamless and as transparent as possible for customers and carriers alike. You know, we kind of pride ourselves on working with all our carriers closely, and they're the ones that really do the work for us, so we want to take care of them.
And that entails, okay, so what do carriers, when carriers feel like they're working with brokerages that are paying attention to them, that means getting paid on, you know, whatever. Well, I don't know. What are common payment terms maybe like? Do you do 10-day? Do you do quick pay?
Our carriers?
Yeah.
Yeah, our carriers are all quick pay.
Quick pay, yeah. Right. Quick pay, yeah. Is good. Yeah. Hey, how do carriers like to get paid? Cash App?
Yeah, most of them are all Cash App now, or ACH.
Venmo or Cash App?
ACH?
Right.
Zelle? Cash App, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's pretty cool. That's a nice, that's better than the old T-check.
Yeah.
Right?
Or ComCheck that now costs so much to even do. Yeah.
Does anybody do ComCheck anymore?
There are a couple brokers out there that do it. Every time they ask me if I want it, I ask them to pay a Zelle or Venmo or something instead, because the fees on it are just outrageous.
Yeah, ComCheck fees are rough, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's interesting. What about, okay, so dispatch sheets. Carriers can find your loads on Central. Are there other ways carriers can find your loads?
Right now, we're basically sticking with Central for now.
Okay, that's cool.
We're looking into other avenues. We haven't gone that route yet, but yeah.
All right. And do carriers do you like it when they call? Do they email? What communication do you guys like? Yeah.
Mainly, it's all via phone call. You know, I mean, we do get the occasional carrier that has used us on a regular basis. They'll text one of our dispatch agents directly, you know, and let them know, hey, I'm interested in this load. You know, because we're not only building rapport with our customers, we're building it with our carriers. So mm-hmm. carriers like to work with certain reps, just like customers like to work with certain reps.
Right.
Well, and that was going to be my next question is, let's say a carrier, I was going to ask you, are there any routes that you're looking for? And are you looking for carriers on any routes? What can you tell me about that?
I mean, we're always looking for carriers. We get carriers that call up out of the blue that aren't even a part of Central, you know, looking for loads. And, you know, sometimes, not very often, we'll do our own background checks on some of these carriers. But, you know, we right now, we prefer to use that Central.
So that's cool. So if a carrier, let's say a carrier calls you out of the blue, because I've talked about this before, like, hey, if you're a carrier and you're trying to grow, call brokers out of the blue. Especially if you're looking on Central, if you have access to Central, and you're looking on Central and you see loads in a running lane that you're searching, I say contact all the brokers in the running lane. If a carrier were to do that, what would you like to have them say to you? Here's our photos, here's our insurance, here's, what would you like, you know?
Oh yeah, all the above. Okay. You know, definitely want a copy of their insurance, you know, what type of trucks they're using, what type of trailers, you know, and how often they're running those routes. Yeah, I mean, we're getting close here to the season, and snowbird time is right around the corner, and you know, it's going to be really busy. So any extra carriers out there that are looking for work, yeah.
Right.
Up and down that East Coast corridor.
I was going to say I-95. And so snowbirds, yeah. In case it's your first time here, they're going to be flying north because here comes summer, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So these are, again, snowbirds are, in your words, what's a snowbird? I like to talk about what's, because there was a day I'm like, what's a snowbird? What are you guys talking about? It's a yeah. snowbird. Let's see. Okay. What's a red flag? Carrier red flags. Top three carrier red flags. Go.
On our end, you know, carriers that are double brokers, you do a little search on them and, you know, you can tell pretty quickly nowadays whether they're a double broker or not. That's the biggest thing. Carriers that are calling that are saying, hey, I can pick this up today. And you turn around and you call them back and say, where are you? Oh, well, my dispatcher or my driver, you know, was further away than I thought. There's a lot of different red flags that are out there right now.
My driver was further away than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you, this is so good. I've said that before, but really, I didn't know where the F he was either.
Yeah.
And when I don't know, and the broker's catching on to it, what are we doing?
What are you? Yeah, exactly. Well,
what's the point?
You know, where's your driver at? Well, I don't know. Let me call him. What do you mean you don't know? You told me he was going to pick it up today. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
So
where is he?
This is camera one. If you are driving and nobody knows where you are, guess what? If that happens enough, nobody wants to talk to you anymore. Yep. Fine. Go be incognito. Do it. Have a great time. Because if nobody knows where you are and this keeps happening, I don't know what to do, man. Right?
Yep.
Right. I mean, it's frustrating.
It is.
But I love what you said about double brokering. I'm so glad you said that, too, because, right, this hurts your business. The last thing you want is a client to hear any business about this. Wait, who moved the load? Wait. We signed with you guys. I'm sure this is right. I'm probably recalling a nightmare. I signed up with you guys. Then I hear there's somebody else. And then there's another guy. Wait, how many people are in this transaction? Yeah. No comment. No, I know. But I mean, that is a problem we have in this industry. Yeah. You were, you know, without naming names, you were telling me a story of a dealership and a carrier not to pick up the car. I'm curious, you know, like.
So, things happen, you know, all the time. So I've got a load with one of my regular dealerships. Dealership calls me up in the morning, says, hey, tell your driver not to pick up this load. We haven't been paid yet. Okay. We do our due diligence. Driver goes, talks to the porter at the dealership. Doesn't bother talking to the sales guy that I gave him the phone number for. Talks to the porter at the dealership because he was already on that route. He didn't want to lose a load. He didn't want to have to wait two more days for it. Mm-hmm. Talks to the porter, loads up the car. He's gone. I get a phone call 2 hours later saying, where's my car? Your driver came and picked it up after we told him not to. Get a hold of the driver. He's 150 miles away with this car and doesn't want to take it back. So, yeah, and it's...
Doesn't want to take it back.
Yeah, doesn't want to take it back right away.
Which, I get it. 150 miles down the road, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But that's when you pull over and you start yelling in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But he was told not to pick it up?
He was told not to pick it up by the dealership and by us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? Well, so what was he thinking? Well, nobody wants me to pick up this car, but I have a dispatch sheet?
Yeah. And that's all he needed to show to the porter, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you're working with big dealerships, you know, the salesman isn't always going to be out front to meet the driver. Right. So,
no,
you know,
he was probably
aware of it. He's probably picked up from that dealership before.
The porter didn't know?
The porter didn't know.
Yeah. Famous last words. That's spray painted on a car somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild. You know what, Michael? I really enjoyed you being here. We got to know more about you, put a name to a face, Nexus Auto Transport, Michael Ryan, and, you know, and go Alligators.
Go Alligators, Nexus Alligators.
Yeah, go
Bowling
Alligators.
Bowling tonight.
Bowling tonight. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you get a 200 plus on ATM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah,
I've been running right around 190. That's about my average right now.
190. Hey, man, that's fine.
Yeah.
Round of beers for everybody.
So, yeah. Yeah. So a couple of little plugs here for Nexus.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody out there watching, you know, check out Nexus on YouTube. It's at Nexus Auto Transport 3313. We're on Instagram, nexus.car.shipping, Facebook, LinkedIn, and on the good old web, nexusautotransport.com.
There it is. Awesome. Perfect, Michael. That was fantastic. Say hello to the group for me. Thank you I'll so do. Much for joining us, man.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Take care. I'll put you back in the waiting room. And then we will, what we'll do is we'll go to like another 15 minutes, wrap out the show. And this is, do you want to talk about United Road?
Yeah. Okay. So I know we've talked about this before in the past, but it's happening again. Everybody needs to make sure they print or save their load sheets. Janice just did a load with 3 vehicles just the other day. All her rates were changed, and it wasn't for the better.
$90 to
like $90.
No. Yeah. Wait, when did the rates change? After dispatch?
On the load board.
On the load board.
Mm-hmm.
So
she had already printed them, already had them. You know, we have all the proof.
Was it? Oh. Well. All right, so again, so we're just going by the numbers. And yes. You're saying factually that you called on a load, you get
the load on the load board itself.
Yep.
So it was a certain amount.
On Holly, did you get it on Holly?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So you print the load, make sure you always print and save the load because they went back and changed the load rates.
And what you mean, okay, so I've done this. Yeah. When I'm concerned, I save a screenshot or other of a load board, because if that load rate changes later, I can say, whoa, here it is. This is what I agreed to.
Well, we had the actual, because we always put the loads themselves on the Super Dispatch so the driver wants them.
Right.
So we had all the proof, but not everybody does that. Because if you're a driver and you're just driving, you're not doing that.
Hopefully this was a glitch. Was it a minor difference or...
It was $100, and it's happened to me more than once.
Really?
We talked about it before.
It was $95, and it went.
Well, we know some folks over there. We should get on the horn.
Yeah. Well, that's what she's doing. We like, and I had it happen.
Oh, she's already on the horn.
Yeah. We've already done because we've already got all the proof. So how that goes.
All right. So well, keep us posted. I mean, here's the thing: is that and for camera one, anybody listening. And we know there's a couple folks. We're here to help. And we are trying to do this in a journalistic fashion. If you've got something that you have a question about, you can put it in the live chat. You can go to atiautobusiness.com, send an email, and we really do want to help. Sometimes things just, go sideways and sometimes nobody lets the porter know. So we got here. This is interesting. FMCSA renews warning flag waiver for auto transporters following ATA's advocacy. Now, I realize FMCSA, but here's what it is. FMCSA announced a 6-month provisional extension of a warning flag waiver for Stinger Steer auto transporters, which is expected to be extended for the 5 years at the end of the provisional period. Now, I realize that's kind of a snooze, but it's a ticker tape parade because they got another 6 months. You can do whatever you want. This is auto transport, and maybe not. Institute for Safer Trucking files amicus brief and broker liability case before the Supreme Court. In the case of Yay versus Global Trans Enterprises. No, not the Yay, just another Yay. This case hinges on a crucial question. Does federal law preempt state law lawsuits against truck brokers whose negligence contributes to devastating crashes? Why is this so important for two-long victims and their families face an uphill battle? These brokers who arrange transportation for shippers but don't own or operate trucks have often used the shield of federal trucking regulations to escape accountability. So whether it's dispatchers or brokers, you're being watched. By urging the court to grant certi, I don't even know. I don't speak Latin. Do you? In Yay versus Global Trans, IST paving the way for a landmark decision. Again, holding truck brokers accountable for their role in crashes. Right? Because that's what we're talking about. And this is where dispatchers and brokers are both under the microscope of, if you're involved in the broker load transaction dispatch thing, and the driver crashes, is it mea culpa, hands off, or are you in the lawsuit? It's a really interesting question. Now, I don't really like it. I mean, you know, personally. But, meaning, to work in logistics, here's my angle. To work in logistics is hard enough. But what if, and then if the driver crashes, now I'm involved in the crash?
Yeah, that doesn't.
But at the same time, we've got willy-nilly whatever brokerages doing willy-nilly whatever and hiring dude whatever for $100 less whatever. It's gotten so freaking bad that they got to get the Supreme Court involved. That's the problem. How low can you go in auto transport? Apparently low enough to where, you know, it's whatever. So I don't know. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Jump in the live chat, say hello, make friends, ask tough questions. It's ATI. It's Dispatching Live. We're live on YouTube. We're live on LinkedIn. And anything else in the mailbag today?
No? That was the only thing that really happened this week so far.
That's it?
It's been kind of quiet. I will say this. The loads last week were only like, what, 29,000? They're up to 36,000 this week. Go figure.
Do you think then... Would you
maybe
say
the preliminary of snowbird season? Maybe
could be. So could capacity. Be. This mm-hmm. we're gonna do this. Let's talk like freight waves.
Okay.
Oh boy, am I in trouble? So capacity is loosening.
Yes.
Which means it's not as tight. Which means there's more loads.
Yes.
Can't believe Jay. I can't believe you. Really? So capacity is loosening. Now, what about the rates?
No.
Nothing?
That really hasn't helped the rates at all.
Because this is the problem. Even if capacity loosens and loosens and loosens and the rates never go up, then who cares?
No. Doesn't make any difference. Well, the only thing I will say is that if at least they're decent rates and you keep your guy moving, that makes a difference.
You're able to do that.
I mean, well, it's been a really slow week this week. I will say that.
Okay, it was a lot of work.
Yeah. It's been a lot of work.
I know.
I mean, lately, it's been you're just constantly, like, fixing stuff and finding stuff and going back over and maybe changing things again. So it's like you take what you can get, and then if something better comes up, you got to hop on it. I hate to say it like that, but sometimes that's what happens.
And see, that's tough, too. I mean, but you got to do what you got to do. That's the problem. Yeah. A carrier is running a business.
Yep.
And that's another, if you're doing the $100, will you take it for $100 less? Oh man, you get what you pay for. I wish your clients could hear you do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah. I had one this week ask me, he said he would do it for $50 less if I would give it to him. And I'm like, no, I don't work like that. Sorry. Yeah.
Right.
It's the regular thing.
Man. Oh man. It is a regular thing.
It is.
Oh, it's tough. Well, let's see. Left in the live chat, you're here. Oh, Danny B and Elena, everybody's here. This is neat. I love it. I really appreciate everybody saying hello, jumping in, and Gary understands why they're doing the Supreme Court legislation. Supreme Court, dude.
Don't give me.
Oh my god. I mean. When your industry is in the Supreme Court, is in a Supreme Court case, you know there's a problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. So, hey, do keep us posted. If you've got changes, if you've got news, if you got updates, don't watch us guess about it live. Really? We're guessing? Just tell us. Get on the show. Get on ATI. Stop waiting. Right. By the way, this is the marketplace couldn't be more up in the air. There's AI and mobile apps and all these companies and technology. And I'm scrolling through LinkedIn. Man, if I was the shipper, I wouldn't know who to go to. It's awesome. Actually, I like it. I like February 20. I like Leap Day 2024. Rock on. Everybody, thank you so much. If you're watching live or on demand, thank you for doing that. And we appreciate you. We're ATI Auto Business. Sue, what do we say, Sue?
Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. Thanks, everybody. Bye, thank you so much. We'll see you soon. Okay. Bye. Peace.